Well, thank you very much for coming again tonight, as Dean mentioned. So Dean explained how when he was saved and he was 10 years old, and I was just going to tell my story of when I was saved. It was actually just a little over 2 years ago now. Angela would know the date. I believe it was January 1st, 2022. So we'll start in John chapter 3. Everyone knows this verse very well if you come to this hall at all. Chapter 3 and verse 16. So whenever, before I was saved, Courtney got saved just a couple weeks before me. And I seen a change in her life. And at first I was confused, but I remember the night that I got saved, I was very intrigued, and she read a few verses to me. And I remember she came to this verse, John chapter 3 and verse 16, "For God so loved the world," as Dean said, "so loved the world, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." In verse 17, "For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but the world through him might be saved." I remember hearing this, and I got Courtney to go over it a few times, and it rang with me. How God so loved me that he sent his Son into this world for me, to die on the cross for me. I was just taken back by this. And then I remember she read a few more verses. We'll turn to Romans now. Romans chapter 5. And we'll start at verse 6. I think this is where my father-in-law was saved, is these verses. Verse 6, chapter 5 and verse 6. "For when we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly." And verse 8 again. "But God commandeth his love towards us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us." You can turn that "us" into "me." Christ died for me when he came to this world and when he was nailed to the cross, that he died for me. And I remember this. I remember that day or that evening or the morning. I kind of forget now what it was, but just realizing that Christ came into this world and he died for me, and that I didn't have to do anything more. It wasn't what I could do to be saved. It wasn't what I was doing as a human. I was a sinner, just like everyone else here. We're all sinners. But Christ already paid the full price for my salvation. I remember Courtney explained to me, you trust, as these chairs that you're all sitting in here, you trust that these chairs are going to hold you up while you're sitting in them. Just have that same trust in Christ, and you will be saved. So if we could flip over to chapter 10 in Romans. Chapter 10 and verse 9. "That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth that Lord Jesus, and thou shalt believe in thy heart that God hath raised him from the dead, and that thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation." I'll read that. That one's a little confusing to me, so I'll read that in a newer translation for anyone who needs help understand that one. "If you openly declare that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. I just love how vividly clear this is, that if you believe this and you confess it and you believe truly in your heart that Jesus is the Lord, you will be saved. It's that easy. So just one more reading in John chapter 14. This just gives us a little assurance that Jesus is Lord. In John 14, verse 6, Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father, but by me. We can't do anything to be saved ourselves. We just have to trust him, and we will be saved. And then one more verse, just flip the page on verse 27. This is something that I believe this world is seeking, is peace. And Jesus explains it to us very clearly here. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. This world's trying to find peace in different ways, but the Bible very clearly says, Jesus says to us right here, that he will leave a peace in our heart, and there's no need to be afraid once you trust him. That's all I'm going to speak on tonight. Thank you very much for listening, and David will give us a nice message to end.